Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The word saint is an interesting word. It's a Christian word all the way. From its origins, it was a Christian word derived from the Greek, translated into the Latin, and then transliterated into English. It came out as saint. But when I say the word saint, what do you think of? Football team? There is a Saints football team. Maybe you think of some old pictures of people that lived long, long ago that somehow had extremely wonderful lives, or lives that were wonderful anyway. But now, maybe there are some groups that direct their prayers towards them. Is that what you think of? What do you think of when I say the word saint? I'm sure there are some of you that would wish that I would stand up here for the next 10 or 15 minutes talking about football, talking about the statistics, the quarterbacks, and the wide receivers, and so on and so forth. But you know, deep down, that's not why we're gathered here today. We're not here to talk about football. We'll save that for later. Maybe some of you think that we're gathered here today to talk about those old pictures, those old images that are commemorated so often by the Catholic Church. But let's be honest, not just the Catholic Church, the Anglicans, the Orthodox churches, and yes, even the Lutheran churches, our churches. They're points on our calendar, things that we commemorate and remember. But a distinction does need to be made. It is never okay to direct your prayers towards a saint of old. But that being said, they lived exceptional lives. For lack of a better word, all too often these saints are kind of like, well, heroes. They all too often died for the faith. They tried to prolong the church. They tried to push the church. They tried to spread the gospel, and all too often paid the ultimate price for it. So yes, in a sense, they are heroes. And heroes are important to have. We tend to want to be like our heroes. When our heroes are athletes, we want to be like athletes. We want to buy what they buy. We want to wear the same clothes that they wear. We want to do all the same things and be the same athletes that they are. So having a hero that is a Christian, having a hero that put the gospel at the forefront of their lives, well, that's not such a bad thing. It can be important to have those heroes and to remember them. But that's not really why we're gathered here today either. I guess I should actually say that's not the only reason that we are gathered here today. Because you see, being a saint isn't a checklist. It isn't a thing that we need to level up to or some great challenge that we have to meet in order to meet some criteria. That's not what a saint is. The word saint comes from the Greek word for holy. When it's made plural, it comes out as holy ones. In Latin, this becomes sanctus. You've probably heard that word before in parts of our liturgy, or maybe you've heard the word sanctification, the process of being made holy through the work of the Holy Spirit. Whenever it becomes transliterated into English, it comes out as saint. A saint is someone who is made holy by the very work of God. That is a saint. And with that understanding of the word saint, you can utilize it almost like a lens to look at our scripture lessons for today. Not just one of our scripture lessons, not just two of them, but in fact all of them. When you look in the book of Revelation and it talks about this great crowd, this great multitude that is before the throne of God, notice that there are more there than can be counted. It is a great number. Great number who have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, who wear the white robes of righteousness as they stand before the very throne of God. Not just a person here or there, not just a person designated throughout history, but a great multitude that stand before the throne of God. And look at the words of Christ, who describes it even more. Who says, blessed. By the word blessed means to be made holy, to be set aside for a holy purpose. Blessed are those that are poor in spirit. Blessed are those that have been kicked around, that have been beaten down, that have nothing left. Blessed are those. Blessed are those that mourn. Blessed are those that know what loss is, that know what pain is, that have experienced loss in their life, and they know. Blessed are those people. Blessed are those. And then finally, we get to our 1 John passage, chapter 3, where John lays it down. You have been made holy by the blood of the Lamb. You can be called children of God. Children of God. For that's who you are. That's what you are. So what is a saint? A saint is someone who has been made clean by the blood of the Lamb. A saint is someone who has been cleansed of their sin by the very work of Christ Jesus. You are a saint. And that's why we're gathered here today. But not just that. Not just to be reminded again and again that, yes, you are a saint cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, but also to remember those saints that have gone before us. Yes, to remember maybe some of them that have gone hundreds and thousands of years ago that lived exceptional lives, but what about those saints that were impactful in our lives? What about those grandparents and great-grandparents? What about all those people that have now passed on that we now can remember again and again that impacted our lives? Maybe you can even be reminded of someone who impacted you so much that that's why you're sitting here in this pew right now. Maybe you can be reminded of somebody who impacted your life, who has gone before you. A saint. Someone cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Someone who relied on Christ Jesus for their forgiveness. Someone who relied on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for everything. For there is nothing that we bring to the table. There is nothing that we bring that somehow earns this right. There is no checklist to be done. There is no challenge to be completed that we can complete. There is only that which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has done for our sake and for our behalf. It is through His blood that we have been cleansed, that we have been made clean. It is through His blood that our sins have been washed away. So yes, while we remember the saints of years gone by, we are also reminded again and again, you are saints. You are saints. But not from what you have done, but what from what Christ has done for you. And so now we come together this day to remember those that have gone before us, to be reminded again of who we are, but also to be ones that are waiting. For that's what we are. Yes, as saints, we at times find ourselves grieving. But we do not grieve as others do. We grieve as those who have hope, knowing that our loved ones are now with our Lord and Savior. And so we wait. We wait for the time when our Lord and Savior, who died and rose again, who ascended into heaven, will return to take us, but not just us. He will also take those that have, as Paul likes to say, those that have fallen asleep, those that have gone before us. He will take all of us to be with Him for all of eternity in the new heavens and the new earth. Yes, this is why we are gathered here today. So what is a saint? A saint is you who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, let us now confess our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please stand.